Objective. The objective of this study was to model psychological well-being based on attachment styles, personality traits, and defense mechanisms, with the mediating role of coping strategies among emergency medical service personnel. Methods and materials. The research sample consisted of 210 emergency medical service personnel from the southwest region of Tehran province, selected using purposive sampling. The study utilized a correlational design, and data were collected using standardized questionnaires, including the RYFF Psychological Well-Being Scale, the Revised Adult Attachment Scale, the Big Five Personality Traits Questionnaire, the Defense Style Questionnaire, and the Lazarus and Folkman Coping Strategies Questionnaire. Data were analyzed using SPSS version 26 and AMOS version 24 for structural equation modeling, and bootstrapping was employed to test the mediating effects of coping strategies. Findings. The results showed that attachment styles significantly predict psychological well-being with the mediation of coping strategies. A negative relationship was found between anxious and avoidant attachment styles and psychological well-being, while a positive relationship existed between secure attachment and psychological well-being. Personality traits also significantly predicted psychological well-being, with neuroticism negatively impacting it and traits such as openness, agreeableness, extroversion, and conscientiousness enhancing it. Additionally, defense mechanisms had a significant relationship with psychological well-being through coping strategies, with emotion-focused coping strategies negatively affecting well-being. Conclusion. The findings highlight the significant role of attachment styles, personality traits, and defense mechanisms in predicting psychological well-being through coping strategies among emergency medical service personnel. Training programs that focus on enhancing effective coping strategies and resilience could improve their psychological well-being and overall life satisfaction. These results suggest that psychological interventions should consider individual differences in attachment styles and personality traits to promote better mental health outcomes.